Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 132 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, I am super excited because we're going to be talking about the upcoming movie, Ford vs. Ferrari, which is going to be a film dedicating itself to displaying one of the greatest automotive feuds and automotive stories of all time. Now, let's go ahead and make this clear real quick. The movie's not out yet. This is a pre-discussion of, if you will, of the movie. This is kind of, I just wanted to share my thoughts and very briefly talk about that actual story and, you know, just kind of see what should we expect from this film and who's starring in it and who's making it. So before we go any further, I want to put this out there. For anybody that is not familiar with the Ford vs. Ferrari story, and you like cars and you're a car person, you're checking this video out, I don't want to spoil anything for you. So this is going to sound weird, but don't listen. Stop. Don't proceed forward with this episode anymore because there's just a couple things I want to talk about for those that are aware of this story and kind of want to know some of the details of what we can expect. That is why this episode is existing. This is just a pre-discussion. I don't want to spoil anything. So again, if you are not aware of this story, but it's a movie you're interested in seeing, just cut the episode short. Don't listen to the rest because I don't want to spoil anything for you. That being said, if you'd like to continue forward with the episode, keep on listening. If you don't want anything to be spoiled for you, just stop listening. All right. So let's talk about the story real quick. Again, we're just going to talk about the overall overhead of the feud between Ford versus Ferrari. Long story short is Ford and Ferrari actually had a business deal working together that they were actually going to partner up in a way in which Ford was going to purchase kind of a larger stake in Ferrari. They were interested in normal production vehicles as well as a little bit in racing. Now, without going into the specifics of that, because I don't want to spoil everything for the movie, that business deal Ford and Ferrari had completely fell apart. Thus, you have two absolutely phenomenal companies that don't take no for an answer from anybody. Thus, you have two huge egos that have disagreed and now want to battle it out. Thus, that is when Ford decided to challenge Ferrari in racing, saying they're going to beat them. And thus, the GT40 was born. Basically, the Ford GT. And then that is when the Ford GT enters the Le Mans race. And if you know the outcome, then keep it to yourself. I don't want to spoil anything for those that did want to stick around for this episode. But for those that share this wealth of knowledge, you know the further details and you know the results of the race. But that is what the movie's about. I think the people, 20th Century Fox, who's producing this film, have decided to cast for this film is absolutely brilliant. We have Matt Damon, who is playing the role of Carroll Shelby. We have Christian Bale, Batman, who's playing the role of Ken Miles. Now, the movie premieres and launches on November 15th. Which this episode is dropping November 7th, which is going to be a Thursday. So 8 days from now, the movie's going live. I am super, super, super head over heels for this movie. It's one of the most known pieces of automotive history and automotive feuds ever. One of the greatest cars of all time was born because of this feud, the Ford GT. And I just, oh my God, I'm so excited. It's a phenomenal story that was the creation of a phenomenal car that has to do with a phenomenal race, a world legendary race, 24 Hours of Le Mans. I think it's a phenomenal cast. And this is a pre-discussion of this film. After the film is out, of course, we're going to have an episode and we're going to talk about the film afterwards. So for those of you that decided to stick around and listen to some of the details without being spoiled, thank you so much. If you did decide to stick around and you haven't known the details of the story, and obviously you've not seen the movie, I apologize for spoiling anything for you, but I did give you a spoiler alert in the beginning. But again, this is a precursor to the movie. This is a pre-discussion of what to expect in the film, who the cast is, and kind of what the overall plot is about. Once the movie's out, of course, I'm going to watch it, and then we'll have a follow-up episode afterwards discussing the movie. But make sure to get your tickets as soon as you can. You know it's going to sell out everywhere. It's going to be a super phenomenal movie. I can't wait to talk to you guys about it. Let me know what you guys think prior to. What do you think the film is going to be? Do you think the cast is right? Are you excited to see it? Let me know. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for episode number 132, talking about the upcoming Ford versus Ferrari movie. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well. Unless you're watching already, if you are, thank you. And just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Please also don't forget to check out the links in the description, your guys's go-to source for the best car apparel out there. You want your favorite hat, shirt, jacket, accessory from your favorite car company? Check out the link in the description, www.tlog.com. Got a coupon code for you guys as well. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into our next episode, number 133. We're going to be talking about how Aston Martin has recently debuted and has officially announced their first ever motorcycle. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.